I waited to do that until Brenda and I got through conversing.
What?
I waited to start the recording until Brenda and I got through conversing.
Okay.
There is no record of how tired we are, Brenda. No record at all.
That's good. I hadn't thought about that. Thanks for watching that for us.
No problem. Making sure.
Yeah, but just think of all the benefits you're going to get, and you're going to get a good night's sleep this weekend on Sunday.
Oh, trust me on that one. I know that for a fact this week.
Right. I used to say, you know, you get so much better sleep when you have a good week working hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
I think Mary Kay used to say, I'd rather be exhausted from success than rested with mediocrity.
That's right. And I'll tell you what, it is boring to be overrested.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does Tab come on?
I think we have Rachel and Brenda so far.
Okay, somebody just dinged. You think it's Nancy?
No, Nancy has a funeral this morning. One of her friend's children was found, they passed away in the middle of the night, so she has a funeral.
Okay, well, good.
Yes.
Well, I think we need to get started, because that's another thing Mary Kay said is always start on time, and I believe in that, don't you? I know y'all do, because everybody's got something to do today. Okay, well, today we are talking about team building and team building responsibilities. I am so excited about this one. This was one of my favorite things to do in our business is work on team building. And, of course, you know, there's so many rewards in team building that we just have to perfect ourselves and keep doing it over and over and over again. And you never have any regrets. Anytime you help develop somebody else's opportunity to do whatever they want to do in life, which is probably, you know, make money to do other things like vacations and things like that. But you help change their life, their families, and everything. You feel good about yourself. Every time I got a new recruit, I was so excited for her, but it excited me and it rejuvenated me and my business over and over and over again. So I want you to have the same opportunity that I had. And I know you are enjoying this Pace Setters class and getting a whole lot of benefit. You're going to love it at the top. I can just tell you that. So you just know that it's there for you and keep on keeping on. We're going to talk about the guidelines for building team building today. And let me see. I know you've had some exciting experience with building and booking and getting your interview set. And I hope that you've been working with Katie to observe those interviews. I will have to tell you that it was almost a requirement for me, for my people, to observe. And I wanted them to observe at least 5 interviews a week, not 5 at one time, but 5 interviews in a week. And when you do that, you are ready to step out. I'll tell you, my very first director was a new consultant. I'll tell you, Sandra Henson. She was a new consultant in, let me think when she was a new consultant. I think it was April. She was a new consultant in April at the end of the month. And before June the 1st, she had 3 recruits. And by July, she had 12 recruits, and she could put her letter in. So it's just so important that you observe. And let's do what she does. Sandra took notes and put down everything that, you know, she thought I was doing, and we went over them afterwards. But it's just wonderful to have that guidance that Katie gives you. So I want you to please take advantage of it, because you'll be sorry you didn't, okay? Now, we're going to talk about prospects, okay? You must show and genuine enthusiasm about your Mary Kay opportunity. I've seen people go, da-da, 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 give all the facts, but have no excitement about it. Well, you know what? They didn't go anywhere. They might have known everything, but if they didn't use it and use it with enthusiasm, they didn't get anywhere, because it's so important that you help put the excitement in those other people about this opportunity, okay? So, so many people are dissatisfied with the lives that they have. So we need to be sure that we are helping put a spark of excitement and enthusiasm into their lives and that they see that Mary Kay can do this for them too, okay? Next, we're going to share the fantastic opportunity, but we don't need to flower it up. Don't ever tell somebody it's going to do something it didn't do. If you don't have necessarily the I story or the success right now that you want to have or you want to share, then share somebody else's. Tell them about somebody that you know. You know, I tell people all the time, I didn't have small children when I got in Mary Kay. My children were all in school. Katie was in, weren't you in the first grade, Katie? Okay, she's muted.
Yes, I believe I was.
Okay, I believe you were too. Anyway, okay. So, but she was in the first grade, so all my children were in school. And when I talked to a mother of a new baby, and I did a lot of new baby facials, so I always shared the opportunity with them. But I would talk about my sister, who, when she had her facial, she was nursing her third child. And she started the business from right after she had her facial and went from there. And you know my sister, she is the director in Mary Kay now. And so I tell her our story, how she did it with Mother's Morning Out. And her first goal was just to pay a maid to come clean her house while the kids were at Mother's Morning Out and she was out doing her Mary Kay. So it's an easy way to listen to other people's I stories and share those I stories because they're successes in Mary Kay, right? So let's not share things that are not true or make it sound, you know, terrific. I also shared my $800 week while I had a full-time job. Now, that doesn't sound a lot, and it's not a lot, but with a full-time job, sometimes it is a lot, okay? But they may have been going full-time in trying to go get a full-time job, but I wanted to let them know that, you know, they can do a little, they can do a lot, but it's what they want to do. And with a full-time job, I was adding an extra $800 to my income, okay? So let's make sure that we are being honest about the facts. And then we want to keep the interview short. Now, I would say limit it to no more than 30 minutes. And you are getting a tape from or CD from a DVD something from Katie, right, Katie? So I want you to, first of all, listen to it yourself. While you're going to the interviews with Katie, I want you to be pouring it into yourself because, number one, it's going to firm up your information about the opportunity. And I know, Rachel, you're already sharing the opportunity with people, and I'm so proud of you for doing that. But make sure that you're polishing it up, that you're adding maybe something that you didn't have. So listen to it, and then you're able to share the opportunity after you've listened several times again to Katie's interview. Okay, but never make them an hour, 2 hours. I've seen that. You know what? You sell them the opportunity, and then you just buy it right back. They cannot absorb that much information at one time. So do not overdo it, okay, because you don't want to buy it back. You can't do anything with two opportunities. You're losing yours. Okay. And then try to talk with your prospect with her husband if you can because at the same time, she can't possibly explain this Mary Kay opportunity to her husband when she goes home. She thinks she can, but she can't. She only heard it one time, right? And so you want to give her the opportunity of having him on her side. And I'll tell you, men believe in getting something where they can do what they want, the husband wants to do, and it won't deter if they've got a job that they're making good money. And they do enjoy you making good money, right? Right, Rachel? I know y'all are all muted.
Yes.
We don't have enough people to have to mute all the time, I don't think, okay? But it's important that if she has a husband, that you help share the picture with him. And I'll just add one more thing to it. I know I only had a husband briefly at the tail end but that would could share the opportunity with me. But
that was supportive, Ed.
Oh yes, there was supportive. That's good, right? But anyway, so I didn't have the opportunity to start with, but it is wonderful when they don't even have to know much about the opportunity, but they can just have a little input in it. You don't want them to sit there and tell the I story. You just want to talk to the man and give him the information that's important to the man. Thomas talked about his fishing. He talked about being able to do a lot of things that they wanted to do, but they couldn't do because they had to have a second job or something like that. So make sure that we are including the husband in the opportunity.
And Rachel's a good example of that, Mom, because Rick was there when I interviewed Rachel.
Good.
And he's
good.
The one who told her, you need to do this. So,
Yeah. And I've heard of so many success stories like that because the men understand better that they're going to love it. And the support for the husband, I mean, he's got to come home and take the kids sometimes, doesn't he, Rachel? Okay.
Well, can I add something else to that, too? Rachel's new team member, Melissa, is just blowing and going. She's doing amazing. And I think a lot of that has to do with her husband has coached middle school football for years, and she's always been there for him, you know, part of it just on the sidelines. Not that she had a child that played at that age level at the time, but even last night we were talking, and she said, he's so excited that I have something to do, so now he doesn't feel guilty about coaching football and doing the hobbies that he likes to do.
That's right. That's
and
right.
I was like, wow, I haven't even thought that thought because she's an empty nester now. And I was like, that's so true.
And I also, when I have somebody that has a profession of with some like somebody that I know, for example, we have Bob Stoops' wife, the Oklahoma coach. Our Southern coach, Becky, what's her name? First name, I'm drawing a blank because I'm, anyway, Bowers. Coach Bowers was the Southern coach. They were all sports coaches' wives. And I would share their story about how they were all games, still at all the games, because they were Mary Kay consultants. They worked with the coaches' wives in a lot of ways, and some of them even recruited them. But that's what is important, that they can relate to those other people. And I wasn't a coach's wife, and I didn't even have a husband most of the time. So it was easier to use somebody else, right? Don't feel sorry for me. It was better off. Okay.
It's not a bad thing to have a husband during Mary Kay. But, Brenda, you can agree that it is. So it's okay. We got both sides here.
That's right. I've had both of them, Brenda. It works. Okay. It just gave me more time to work my Mary Kay.
That's right.
Fair statement.
Okay. Don't try. This is the next one. Let's change that subject. Okay. Don't try to tell them everything you know. That is a big mistake. Don't tell them a lot. Don't tell them much. Just tell them a few things to get them interested, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. And stick to the basics, because you want them interested enough to come and to listen to a career opportunity. Not just you tell them three things in the middle of the class or when you're trying to book them for their facial, and they're going to think they know it all, right? And they don't need to know anymore. So she needs to know your sales director. She needs to know, about the product. It is most important that she be using the product, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. But anyway, so let me see what else. Oh, have her ask you questions. You want her to ask you questions. So this will make sure that she, is interested, and you give her honest answers. Now, you don't have to tell her everything you know about it, because that's going to be part of her interview, but it's honest answers. Like, well, how much money do you make? My answer would be, not as much as I want to right now, but I'm just getting started, and you can start with me. Is that an honest answer? It is, unless you're making as much as you want. And I used to say, well, I make at least you know, $600 to $800 most weeks. That doesn't mean I made them every week, made it every week, okay? So that's honest, most weeks, okay? Be sincere about how the Mary Kay career can benefit her. Now, you've got to put her in the picture. That's the most important thing besides listening that you do, is have her be able to see herself doing the things that you're talking about, the career opportunity offering, okay? So put her in that picture. Next thing is, don't prejudge. Don't say, oh, she wouldn't be interested. Oh, she's got small children. She wouldn't do it. Da-da-da-da. Your job is to ask her to listen to the opportunity and let her make the decision, okay? Now, I understand from the tape that, or the video or whatever Katie's going to be giving you, that she asked you to please give them her name, right, Katie, and number?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and I know she's going to explain all that to you, so I'm not going to try to explain it to you, but look to Katie to give you the information that she wants to get from you about those. But you have got to use them or they won't work. Don't save them. They don't work if you save them, okay? And the next one is, keep it simple, sweetie. Mary Kay used to use that phrase all the time. Keep it simple, sweetie, and that's a kiss, right? Just remember, kiss. Keep it simple, sweetie. Okay. There are probably only two things that they really want to know, and then she'll decide if she would like to do it. But the two things that she would want to know and that her husband wants to know is, how much money can she make and how much time will it take? Remember that. How much money can she make and how much time will it take? Those are the two main facts that scare people off, is they don't know the facts. And that's how much money they can make. And so you use an example. I'm sure Katie does. Just an example. Don't tell what you did exactly. You can if you want to, but I just say, when you hold two classes, this is an average of our classes, da, da, da. You will make da, 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 da. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Put her in the picture, okay? And don't do all the talking. I had a consultant one time that was working for a car, and she'd come by after every interview and tell me about it. She was doing good interviews. She said, I'm not getting anybody. And I said, well, what are you doing? She said, well, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I said, okay, recruit me. And so I sat down and I listened to her entire interview. And I want you to know, she did a beautiful job. But I did not say one word during the interview. She did not ask me a single question. And at the end, I was not pictured myself in the career. I was listening to her tell me things. So make sure that you ask those questions of her, and then you know what her needs and her wants are if you ask the right questions, and show her how the Mary Kay can fill those needs. Okay? Put her in the picture, not you. Now, Katie, you are going to give them a copy of the notes, right?
I am, yes. I will send it out right after this call, as well as a copy of the recorded phone call so they can re-listen.
Okay, because you're going to need to do some things in just a minute. I'm going to tell you all something to do, okay? First of all, I'm going to tell you, though, who to look for. You want enthusiastic customers that like the product. So make sure she has had the facial. I've told people before, I'd love to tell you, they've said, well, can I be a consultant, or what do I have to do to be a consultant? And I say, are you on the product? And they say, well, no, I have not. And I say, well, the first thing is that you have to try the product. If you don't like the product, you probably can't sell it. And I've proven that. People that don't like the product, because a consultant sometimes will recruit somebody that she didn't have time to give the facial or have a class with. And the class is the best. If they'll have a class, they'll see their friends spending money. And that would be their money if they were doing it, right? So get an enthusiastic, have an enthusiastic customer. You make sure that they are on the product, and try to get them to be a loyal hostess. If they can be a hostess, that's their money. And women are looking for extra money. I don't care how much they make. They're looking for extra money. I found out by myself having a full-time job when I started. Doesn't matter how much money you make, you spend all of it. It is already budgeted, and you don't have any extra. So this is a good way for women to make extra money and not give up their career. They might be a doctor or a nurse. We have doctors and lawyers that, because they're having children and want to stay at home, so forth and so on, become consultants or some directors, okay? So making extra money is an important thing for people, and but it's not for all people, so remember that. Women that are dissatisfied with their job, it is a way they can get out of something they don't want to do, that job. They're women that are friendly and well-groomed women, right? Well-groomed means, number one, to me, they're wearing the product. They don't have to be models, but they have to be well-groomed. In other words, they have to dress. They cannot go in blue jeans with holes in their knees and things like that, right? So that's why we focus on, having either getting your red jacket and wearing your red jacket to everything or having yourself a success outfit. Because that's going to be your well-groomed. You don't have to have a whole wardrobe. Just have a success outfit. Mary Kay tells us a story about that, and I haven't got time to tell you about it today. I will later. Okay, and be friendly to everybody. Don't get scream at people when they pull in front of you and stuff like that. You never know when they're going to sit across the table from you. Okay, people with positive attitudes. Now, not everybody's going to come in with a positive attitude, but they're going to gain the positive attitude or better positive attitude by being with you, being at that meeting, and being at the events and listening to the Mary Kay stuff and reading Mary Kay stuff. Everything is focused on a positive attitude. And as you read in The Power of Positive Thinking, how important that is. And that's the reason we started this class with that. People who ask you questions about what to do, what you got to do first, you got to make sure they're on the product because they can't sell something they are not using. Okay? And then, again, don't prejudge. Don't prejudge. Look for people with a need, any kind of need. It might be just to have something to do. People that have a lot of money sometimes don't have a job and don't do a lot of other things because they don't do it. Okay, so we can help them and show them how to make it happen. Okay, now there's some different steps in the process are offer company literature to them, or is it a DVD or a tape, Katie? It doesn't matter. What Katie gives you to give to prospects. Do not give training material to your prospects until they become a consultant. Right.
Yeah, it's a voice call, it's a conference call they call into, or it's a video, 5-minute video teaser. They can email them.
Okay. So make sure you are giving that at least to every hostess. But you're going to find some people at your classes that also are interested. Okay. Interviewer. Invite her to Mary Kay functions. Your sales meeting is a good recruiting place for them to come and see the other ladies that are in your unit and to hear Katie with her training. They know they're going to get help. They know somebody is going to be helping them, and they are going to enjoy what they're doing. Glamour workshops, that's a great way to invite people that have, you know, maybe had the facial and didn't buy the basic yet. Or even if they bought the basic, we've got new glamour looks coming out all the time. Guest nights. We have people coming in to be your guest speakers. The nationals come in. Get them to come to these events. Right? Just be your guest. It can be, I'm going to win a prize if I have at least 5 guests. Can you help me? And if you bring a guest, I'll have something for you, a lipstick or something for you. Okay? Invite them to those functions and make it to their benefit. They'll learn about the opportunity. Share the avenues of income, how we make our money, and make sure you're sharing it positively, okay? Don't say, well, I didn't hold any classes. Well, I didn't make anything last week. Well, I didn't. don't, do, didn't. Share a positive way we make our money, even if you have to say, so-and-so made so-and-so. And I want to share with you one right here, and that's the the recruiting, and it may be sharing now, I think it is. But anyway, Avenue, we have the 13% Club in your Applause magazine, right? One of my consultants, used to be my consultant, but anyway, has been in the company a while, and she is listed under the 13% check as having, I'm not sure what month it is, you can read the top, but anyway, as her check that month alone, just for interviewing and people she has interviewed in the past, $1,900 as a gravy check. She's still selling the products. She has a bunch of customers she is servicing, and she is interviewing still. And her check just for that month alone was $1,900 and something, okay? So avenues of income are important to people, all of the avenues. It's not just one, especially for people that don't have a lot of time to do 3 to 4 classes a week. They can do, just keep holding their classes and meeting new people and making the money, okay? I'll see interviews. Then you get them as long as you are in Mary Kay or as long as they are in Mary Kay. It's not temporary, okay? You want to make sure that you're sharing the opportunity with their husband. You are sharing the opportunity. Have an event, and Katie, I would suggest you have something, barbecue or something, with the husbands. You will see them get together and start bragging about their wives and how good they're doing, and that's good for the wives to hear, but that's good for them to hear what other people are doing too, other people's wives, mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Okay. Have your sales director talk to your prospects personally. That is so important. That's who's going to be responsible for their training. So you want to have either a personal visit, and Katie may have a time set up for you to bring the husband and wife to meet you, and the barbecue's good, and you're going to talk to them. But you want to talk to these new people right now when you're interviewing them before the barbecue. You can't wait until next month. You want to do it now, okay? So our telephone. Now, if they're local, I still suggest personal, if possible.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
Telephone, it works, because I know guys, they're rolling their eyes and looking out the window, saying, oh, I got to mow my grass today, you know, and stuff like that. So you want them there. All right. And then when you leave them, I would want you to definitely give them a copy, loan them, I'll say, a copy of the Mary Kay autobiography. And go through and put your stickers in about 4 or 5 of them, because you're going to need them. You don't need to run back and be chasing them all down. Just ask them to mail it back to you or something if they don't do it. If they do it, give it to them. Go get some more. It's not but, what,
$5? It's yeah, they come great... in the starter kit now.
Oh, it's wonderful. Well, you got one. Get you several more to be able to loan them, and if you lose it, you lose it. It ain't going to cost you much, okay? Okay. Now, the questions that you ask in order to generate interest, do not ask every question. Pick out the questions that apply to the situation, but you got 8 questions here. I'm going to go through them, but I want you to put them on an index card. Okay? These will stimulate interest in the opportunity. Have you ever thought about owning your own business? Have you ever considered doing what I do, working for myself? Have you ever thought about where you'd like to be in 5 years? And that's one of the things I did all the time. Some people never think about it. But some people are dreading the fact that they don't have anything, they won't change. It'll be right where I am in 5 years. Okay? Will what you are doing now help you get there? If they tell you, oh, I'm going to be the president of the company, well, great. Well, what you're doing right now help you get there? Katie's going to give you the sheet, so you don't have to copy it. Do you like to work with people? That's important. If they don't, we got to take them a little bit further, right? That doesn't mean they can't do it. Okay. How would you like a career with an unlimited earning opportunity and advancement potential. Ooh, wouldn't everybody? If she says no to that one, I don't think she's going to come in. Okay. Would you like to come to as my special guest to a success workshop next Monday night? We need models to help. We need models who would like to try a new glamour look. That's for a Glamorama, okay? You'd be great. Okay. My sales director has challenged me to share information with 3 to 5 women this week to practice the way to make information. Now, I'm going to tell you, the closer together you practice this, the more recruits you will get out of it. If you do one this month and one next month and one next month, you're going to have to interview a lot more people, okay? Would you be willing to give me your feedback on my presentation? It'll only take 15 to 20 minutes. And make sure it doesn't take more than 30, right? And the last question is it okay if I take a few minutes to give you some information about our opportunity? You may not be interested, but that's all right. I'd like to, I'd just love you to give me your feedback. I've got a lot of qualities. You've got a lot of qualities we're looking for. You could be my talent scout if you're not interested. So no pressure. All right? And the last thing I'm going to add that's not on your sheet when you get it is invite them to observe or to help you with a class. Okay? Can you go and help me wash out the washcloths or, you know, help me with putting the stuff on the trays and stuff like that because I've got, you know, kind of some classes close together. If you'll help me, I'll give you a da-da-da-da. Let them see money being made. And I have a phrase that I use when I take a guest with me and a new consultant, and that is, well, for my sake, I hope I'll make a whole lot of money at this, to this time today. But for your sake, I hope it's not a real good one because you'll see that you can have both kinds, good and bad, but they average out. Okay? Okay. And keep a note on their profile about all the things that you do, or if you have a recruiting notebook or whatever, all the things that you do and have done for that person so that you will know what you've done. I've already given her the Mary Kay autobiography. Or, oh, I haven't given her Mary Kay biography. Let me do that. And you're going to – not everybody is going to say yes at the moment. But you know what? I've had people come back 3, 4, 5 years later and say, I am ready to do this, whatever the situation was. My children are all grown and gone, or I'm just bored. I want something to do. Am I required just to work so many hours? That's why I don't want to take a job. Da, da, da. Okay? So make sure you know that. All right. Now we're going to talk about when to build your team. Schedule interviews 24 to 48 hours after the woman tries the facial, tries the product, etc. Don't wait long. If you can, you want to interview, and this is why you want to get your interview skills brushed up with Katie doing the interviews for you and you taking notes and all that, because you want to be able to sit down after that class and talk to that hostess, you know, and not running off as soon as you get the orders. All right? Invite all of your potentials to every meeting, not just one. If they can't come this week, you invite them again, okay, and to special events. Now, I don't believe in them coming to the meetings as a consultant would every week. But you don't want to leave them out cold either. You just think about it. Okay? We're going to do something at the meeting. Would you like to come with my guest from time to time? Okay, don't do it every week. And I want to put one more input in here. I have had consultants that called their customers every week, every single week. And you know what? They don't want to be called every single week. They want to be invited to things. You can send a card out or something different than just calling them. But don't call them every single week. You're servicing customers. I don't care if you need some orders to get an order in. Don't service them every week. Okay? Know when you've called them and make sure you're calling them enough. Okay. So go back through your customer file and schedule interviews with those potential members that you never ask in the beginning. Okay? Follow up with people that you have interviewed in the past or that you have invited to a meeting before. You may not have said yes. It's time. Their situation may have changed. And never get discouraged if they say no, because that only means K-N-O-W. I need to know more. Okay? So remember, the word no means is spelled K-N-O-W. You'll keep them as a customer. And so as you're servicing them, you will say, I still think you'd be great. Let it go. Okay? But many people need more time to think about it. Keep planting the seed. Don't give up on them. Now, last, I want to share with you one more thing that I think is so very important, and that is, do you know all the avenues of income? Do you know the money that you should be making in your classes? That's the first one, classes and facials. You make 50%. Customer service, that's reorders. Every customer, if you keep them serviced, will stay your customer. And that's still 50% on the products. If you overbook your classes, like just to hold, say you want to hold three, you book at least five or six or eight, and five of them hold, we have dovetails, 15% of that girl's, whoever takes the dovetail. And Katie will help you get started finding a consultant. But as you get your recruits, you're going to dovetail to them and help them get rolling. And you're still making 15% of everything that you dovetail. The class you give is what we're talking about. You just get somebody else to go do it. And she simply says, oh, Katie wasn't able to come tonight, and she didn't want to disappoint you, so she asked me if I would take care of you. End of subject. Recruiting. We're talking about recruiting. If you're not getting your full benefit of recruiting, of your interviews, I mean, I'll get it in a minute, full money on recruiting, you are missing the boat. You are missing the opportunity to make $100, $200, $500, $1,000, on up. It's up to you. How many recruits do you want? If you're moving up the career path, you have to be recruiting. You cannot become a director. You cannot drive a free car, et cetera, unless you are recruiting. So it's a very, very important avenue of income. And you make, I think it's still 4, 8, and 13. Right? I know it's 13 because that's all I ever made was 13 was the top.
4, 9, and 13.
Okay, I remember that. 9. So why settle for 4 when you can have 13? Right? And everybody needs to come in with no less than a starting order. They can't get one of everything with less than what, Katie?
An 1,800 now.
1,800 order. And Katie used to say to her recruits, I don't know if she said it to you, but she used to say to them, and most of the people in our unit, in order to start as a success, are getting a, 2,000 order or something like that?
2,400.
Mm-hmm. 2,400, okay. And then from recruiting comes the car. It's a 2-year leased car unless you move up a step into advancement of men management. That's the next step. And that's your choice. You can still have that 2-year lease car every year if you don't want to be a man. Right? But there are steps along the way that you want to take advantage of. Earn them all. Realize These are all money in your pocket. And that's how you get the big check. Okay? Does anybody want one? Unmute yourself. Anybody want big checks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I want you all to.
I do.
Show me the money.
That's right.
Everybody needs to yell that this morning.
Show me the money.
Show me the money. Bye, Rachel.
And your unit will be a brown Cadillac Director, pink Cadillac Director. So doesn't everybody ask you if you're driving a pink car? All your customers will be asking.
No,
my
customers say, Mary Kay's giving out Mustangs now?
Yeah, but they'll start saying pink car, I can tell you that, pink Cadillac. Most people recognize the pink Cadillac.
Oh, yeah.
We've always had the pink Cadillac, so. Okay, you want to make sure you're holding at least three classes. Put them on your assignment sheet. You want to be holding at least five interviews and bringing guests to your meetings and functions. So, and please introduce her to your director. I had a girl one time bring guests and took me three times of her leaving right as I got through, she'd be out the door. I thought, you are doing yourself no good. Right? Make sure that you are introducing her to your director and let Katie talk to her. Okay? Your goal is to have all-out effort to have one new recruit every week. That's your effort goal, right? So set yourself up for success. Remember, the recruits are going to help you climb that career path. And Katie, are you telling them about the Millennium that's on the web, Learning K?
The woman, the Millennium woman?
Yeah.
Actually, it's a little different now. But, yeah, we have the profile sheet, the questions that you ask. So she's talking about Woman of the New Millennium guest profile sheet. So the things that we use, we have two. One's Ponder Pink. Have you ever pondered pink is the first one. And the second one that we're doing for the Michael Kors promotion is we call it the Michael Kors, the MK survey.
Uh-huh.
And it's the Woman of the Millennium survey. So, yes, they are getting that.
Okay. So you want to have at least 10 customers complete that profile every week. Every week. If you're delivering to some of them, have them complete it. If you are, having a class, have them complete it. Okay? But it's customers, at least 10 customers, and that's going to help you also because your director will help follow through with those interviews for them or talking to them, okay? And they'd like to invite at least 5 to 10 team members to your sales meetings every week. They can't all come every week. I can promise you that. But if you invite five, you probably get one.
Guest. You mean guest, not team members.
What?
You mean guest, not team members. Your team members should be coming anyway.
Prospective team members.
Okay.
That's right. That's exactly right. Okay. And make sure your director talks to them after the meeting. Okay. Are y'all turning your sheets in to Katie? Does that tell me no?
Mm-hmm. Crickets.
Huh?
Crickets.
Yeah, crickets. Okay. Remember, that's the easiest part of the pay setters is doing it. I mean, doing it is not as easy as just turning the sheet in. So make sure you're showing your results so she can see where she needs the help, where we need more training. Right? Please turn your sheets in. Okay, Katie, I'm through with you. You got
time? I almost am, yeah. I just have a couple of things I want to add. The first one is y'all are here tonight about the Michael Kors promotion. And it's really, really cool. So make sure, Mom, I sent it to you late last night or early this morning, whatever you call that. And it's just a really cool thing that we're doing. So be sure to get, our goal is to have 50 names in the drawing as a unit. So I want in honor of Mary Kay's 50th, I want 50 names, at least 50 names in the drawing.
Do they have to be customers or prospects?
They are prospects, and actually they either call into the hotline, and we have a studio hotline, and I recorded it, so, you know, I know they're hearing what I want them to hear, or the video teaser, or they can come to a meeting, or sit down with an interview. And then I actually call them back if it's a phone call and talk to them about the opportunity and fill out the form. So, yes, those are the things. And like we were talking about it last night at the launch party, and the ladies were really excited about it. They were really excited about the Michael Kors bag. So use it. I'm creating a customer flyer today that you guys send out to your customers to let them know, you know, about how they can win a Michael Kors bag. So that'll really help you guys. And also verbiage for text messaging to their customers and verbiage for emailing to your customers on how they can be entered into the drawing. So that'll help, I know, just knowing what to say, because I know that's probably what I hear most. It's really a great promotion. So truly take advantage of it. We're not going to do this every month. And y'all know me, if I'm going to do something like this, I'm doing it once. I'm not doing it every month and continuing it every time. So take advantage of this, because it won't be a continual thing. So, and I want to close.
Service all your customers right now and get them to come to one of those things so they can get in it.
Exactly. Absolutely. Okay, and I want to close with the poem. It's called Running the Race.
Katie, hold on just a minute. My computer does not, I don't have the advanced Word thing, so do you have another source of sending
it? Yeah, I'll send
out?
It to you as a PDF. I'll send it to you as a PDF.
Okay, and other people may need it too. That's why I wanted you to know.
Well, I put it out there as a PDF. I just sent you the Word doc. So. Okay. Very good. Yes, I will send it. I'll send it to you. So I want to close with Running the Race. I know y'all have heard this before, but it's so important to reiterate that over and over and over again. If this is something, as I'm reading this, if you say to yourself, oh, my gosh, that's so me, you need to record this on your phone, and it either needs to turn into your wake-up call, your alarm clock. You know, I've changed Mandisa's Good Morning Beautiful to be my alarm. It wakes me up. And I honestly, on 2 hours of sleep, was laying in the bed this morning, shaking my hips and tapping my feet when the alarm was going off. So make your alarm one that makes you get up.
Yeah.
It just really makes a difference. So, so the butterflies in my stomach have started to dance. I'm stepping out of my comfort zone and taking the chance. There's a race to be run, a challenge to take, a journey that many are too fearful to make. Others have gone before me and have paved the way. I'm not waiting any longer. I'm starting today. I've heard of the bumps and stones and hurdles tall, of the obstacles that arise to make us fall. And though the path may be narrow, up and down and long, I'm excited, focused, and determined to stay strong. I will endure to the end. I have faith. I have trust. I keep telling myself, I can, I will, I must. Yet the course doesn't seem so rough or so far to the end when you're running with support and the hand of a friend. See, I'm not running alone. I'm part of a team. Some are running for fun, some to accomplish a dream. Well, I have a dream, a goal, a plan of attack, while those who don't have started to slack. Some have lagged behind and some have quit, but I refuse to slow down, to stop, or to sit. The power to keep going and strength I find is not in my legs, but all in my mind. Be sure not in your behind, all in your mind. From negativity and doubt, I choose to be numb, forgetting what is behind and focusing on what is to come. I plunge again into the valley and I continue in the race, for there is so much to accomplish and so much to embrace. And when I've reached the highest mountain and my climb is finally done, I will look back over what I've achieved and know my race was won. So race to the finish line this month, guys. Race, like, to the 30th. I mean, don't stop. Know that the drawing is on the 30th. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. And just keep on saying this over and over and over again. Make September your running the race month. And if that's what it takes, is you repeating this, you recording it to yourself and listening to it as your alarm clock to get you out of bed every morning. And if you need me to record it for you, I'll be happy to, because Brenda seems to hear my voice in her dream, so that works for me too. Whatever it takes, whatever it takes, just do it, because it will make such a difference. If you do this for 30 days, your business will be changed. So you guys have a great week. Have a great day. And I'll see both of you tonight at our meeting for Thursday night, since we didn't have one Monday night for the holiday. So have a great one. And I'm looking forward to the fashion show. Mom, both of them are wearing one of your suits.
Oh, great.
Yeah. They're stylish. In fact, Rachel had to have the beauty coat. She just thought it was oh so cute. She's like, I want to model it too. I'm like, okay, go for it, girl.
You got to put a pair of pearls with it.
Oh, man, I put crosses. Oh, okay. I have pearls at the studio, Rachel.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll switch that out. The crosses will be with the director suit. All right, guys. Y'all have a great morning, and thanks for calling in.
Okay. Y'all have a great one. Looking forward to next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good week. Bye.